gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 9/27/2019. I said it long ago, I'll say it again. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. And if you do not have a firearm, then I suggest you go and get one, two, or three. If you have the ability to do and get a 12-gauge pump shotgun, all right, with 500 to 1,000 rounds of shotgun shells, if you've accomplished that or can do that, then get yourself a battle rifle. If you can, get yourself one of the 223s or a 7.62 by 39 semi-automatic AK variant. Or if that is not to your liking, then you can get yourself a good 30-06 or 308 or a .270 or a 338 Lapua, whatever it is, bolt action rifle. And there's nothing wrong with that. And get yourself a good scope. Then put yourself onto some good match grade ammo and become a specialist. Become somebody that can hit a target at 750, 800, 900, 1,000 yards and ring the metal plate. Bing, 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 bing. Or get yourself a 223, a 7.62 by 39, like I said, and 1,000 rounds of ammunition minimum. Now, that should be also something where you have the 30 or 20 round magazines, and you should have them and be ready to have them loaded quickly. You should have one or two of them loaded already if you already have one of those and have it at the ready. You then, if you can also do it, should get a quality as best as you can, and you can also go to most gun stores and look and talk to the person there and ask them for a good quality used handgun or firearm, whether it be rifle or shotgun even, and ask them if it's safe and ask them what they recommend. There are some good stuff that's used. Or Uncle Joe or Aunt Minnie or Grandpa John or somebody can have an extra. Maybe they've got an extra older pump shotgun or even a double-barreled breakaway shotgun. That's okay, too. Or maybe they have a 22 rifle, long rifle, you know, 22 long rifle. That's all right. But I'll tell you what, if you wanted to, and I saw this, you can get some pretty good deals. Maybe I should first say, well, why is it that you would need firearms, Huck? Because I think this thing is going to go to an all-out attempt at revolution by the demon commie rats, okay? And I think also that you can find that George Soros and other types own the voting machine companies. And that since the last election, there have been millions of illegal aliens come into this country, most of which now gravitate to the sanctuary cities, which means like in California and other states, they're giving them driver's license. Once you got the driver's license, then they can get their fake Social Security, their green card, or whatever it is they want to get. But they can get that, get a credit card, get the license, go to work, and get registered to vote. There are millions registered to vote that are not voters. They're not citizens. But the ones you got to worry about are the ones that probably are citizens, like the demon commie rats who are trying to destroy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, who are still trying after 3 years to do and to try to invalidate and throw out a president that was duly elected by the population of the United States and the Electoral College. They're not quitting. They're not going to quit. It is not a high school debate. It's not about whose logic is the best. I hear all these people say, well, logic says that, you know, that Trump really didn't do anything. They don't care. If he picks his nose, they're going to indict him on that or, you know, impeach him on that. They do not care. If you look at these people, they are either insane or they are possessed. And many of them are knowingly and willingly possessed by Lucifer, the Lightbringer. If you doubt it, then you need to go look at some of these people up close. And you ask them a question, and you see what they say, and you'll see the dadgum demon. All right? You're going to have Congress people in your district here supposedly coming back, you know, so they can gin up support to impeach Trump in October. When you find out where they're going to be, why don't you go to their meeting, their town halls, or you walk in politely to their offices and you state something like this. If Representative so-and-so is even thinking about impeaching or voting for the impeachment of a sitting president on such baloney charges, or is getting ready to try to come and take the guns and to invalidate the Second Amendment. And by the way, they're going to tell you they're going to do it, invalidate the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, whatever. Then you tell them that you're going to do everything they can to work against them of getting reelected. You can also call their offices, respectively call their offices, respectively. Did you hear what I said? Respectfully, okay? But state a clear position. You tell them that they're not going to be reelected, and you're going to do everything you can to work that out. I'll tell you something else that works. You can take a postcard, and you can use type it out or print it on a computer or use big black capital black letters, okay? If you do that, by the way, they automatically think that you're crazy if you use black capital letters. That's why I want to use them all the time, okay? Because I like to have people not have to worry about trying to read the cursive writing. And for the young people who don't know it, cursive writing is the handwriting, you know, that we used to practice it and all of that, but most of us didn't do it as well as they should have. We used to have books, you used to have to write and continually write to form your letters properly. But be that as it may, I think they're going to take it to the limit. This is their opportunity. This is their time. And why is that? Why is it that so many of them are involved in all of this and so many are pushing, and even so many on the Republican side who do not like Trump? And who liked it the way it used to be. Why? Because many of them are also worshipers of Lucifer, the light bringer, or they are tools of the banking industrial, military, scientific, and health complex, which then answer to the money center banks and the Illuminati, the 20 or 30 money groups, royal families, and high Masonic and high Luciferian leaders on this planet. President Trump was at the United Nations the other day, and President Trump said, The time of this globalism stuff is over. We are nations. We be proud of your nation. Be strong for your nation. All of that. But this globalism where it's going to destroy everything is over. Well, that is right there. Throwing down the gauntlet. And I guess people don't understand the reference to that sometimes. Throwing down the gauntlet. They used to have the glove, but it was the metal mailed fist glove or the glove of the armor, the gauntlet, that protected you in your armor when you were a knight. And they would throw the glove down as a challenge. President Trump threw the glove down in the height of the globalist world, which incidentally in the United Nations building, they have a special room up above, up top. And that room is provided, or was at one time, it was originally created and provided by the Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. Oh, is that Lucy? Is that Lucifer? Lucis Trust. Allegedly provided by the Lucis Trust, which was a Luciferian organization. Matter of fact, those people are the ones who published Madame Blavatsky's information and literature and a whole lot of other people's dealing with black magic, Luciferian worship, and all the different things. So that temple up there, that meditation room, is all designed and is honoring Lucifer inside of the United Nations. All kind of interesting phenomenon happens there. Do you remember when Ahmadinejad of Iran, almond joying the coconuts, I used to call him? Just as a stupid aside, you want to know something? I called him that as a joke. I then started getting hack attempts, allegedly by the Mars Candy Company, okay? Because I used the term almond joying the coconuts. Well, I never meant anything about their candy bar. I just used it as a crazy thing. But you see, that's how somebody in the intelligence world gives that to them, and then their people start to hack your computer and do all kinds of stuff to find out what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, when old almond joy and the coconuts, Ahmadinejad, spoke in the United Nations, do you remember that video of him where he said that he was willing to bring on worldwide jihad and sacrifice, if necessary, all 40 or 50 million people in Iran would give their lives up in the course of worldwide jihad to bring on and to bring up the 12th Imam Mahdi out of the well. Well, you see, that's to bring on their Lucy, all right? Their 12th Imam Mahdi is going to be their Messiah, but that's not going to be Lord Jesus. That's going to be Lucifer the Lightbringer, who is going to come and is going to possess or overlay the body of the Antichrist. Oh, let me tell you, this thing is going to get wild. And I was thinking about this today, and I was telling somebody, I was saying, you know, what the demon commie rats have done in this latest thing with Trump. They're also taking out Biden, okay? Because they know that Biden is never going to last in one debate with Trump. Because he's not ready to go, you know. He's a little slow on the Joe, you know. And he never was that great of a candidate anyway. He ran two or three other times for president. But they want to bring on the total revolution, okay? And they're the ones, you see, that would get rid of him as well. And then bring up, well, who are you going to bring up? Pocahontas? Elizabeth Warren? Carmen Chameleon? Kamala Harris? Pete, jig your booty, small town mayor? Medium size. I like South Bend anyway. Don't like Pete. Or Beto? I just soon have Yang. We can all get rid of our cars. He's all going to give us $1,000 a month, you know? So then we can, you know, maybe Ocasio-Cortez will give us free tickets on the train to ride the train to Hawaii, which she actually said. And you can prove that by what she did say back then. And there's footage of that. So if you're still into high school debates and, you know, logic and all of those kind of things, you can tell that to somebody who's a new lefty who's spouting the beliefs but hasn't done the research. And they say, did you know what Ocasio-Cortez said, you know, back? And you could give the date and time and all of that. She said, well, we do not need to fly in airplanes. We can take a train to Hawaii. Okay? So, when you tell them that, they say, nah. And then if you say, well, look here. Here's the date, the time, and here, you just click on this, punch it in on your phone, show it to them, play it, and then walk off and tell them that you no longer argue with the uninformed. Okay? But it's all beyond that, you see, now. There is no rational reason, you see. And all of the rhinos and all the Republicans, as a certain, you know, well, let me just say it. They have no cojones. They have no huevos, rancheros. They got no balls. They got no chestnuts. And all of those guys would like to go back to, we get our hair cut for $5, get a razor cut for $5, and we're the great senators, and we can go in and have lobster and filet mignon, surf and turp, and maybe a few shrimpies and the cocktail side by side for a $6 meal, you know? Haircut's $5. Ride all the trains and have the Sonora's told Senator so-and-so. It's all that stuff like I read it to you last night, what Jesus was saying to you out of Matthew 13. I love that phrase, whoa, you know, like you whited sepulchers filled with dead man's bones. Now, I guess what I was telling you is that I'm saying today they cannot win with Pocahontas and these people. There's going to be somebody come out of the woodwork. Maybe at the last minute. And it'll be the dark horse candidate, as they used to say, at the convention and drafted, which will cause problems anyway. But I'll tell you what, is that at this point in time, it could be Michelle Obama. Or it could be Hillary Clinton. And then, I guess, thank you, Crazy Horse. Watch that snow in the Wasatch, baby. You're going to get some, I think. So get your hay bales out for the horses quick, and then get that fire roaring and get your hot coffee going. Al Turner, I guess, is just reporting this evening that per a DC source, that Hillary intends to run for president again. All right. Now, why is all of this stuff going on? Because Lucifer was progressing with his minions and Illuminati and all of the people, the Heinz Kissingers and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, and all of the people. And then the people like Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and all the people that promoted it. The New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations, where Joe Biden thought he was in company of buddies, talking about how, by golly, he had $1 billion. And he told them Ukrainians that, by golly, if you don't get rid of that bad prosecutor up there, he says, I've got six more hours to go. If you don't get rid of him, I'm not going to give you $1 billion. There's your quid pro quo, something for something, okay? And that prosecutor was investigating Joe's son, Hunter Biden. They were paying him $50,000 a month. I think that most of us could live on that. But for Hunter, that wouldn't be enough. That might allegedly keep him in cocaine. I don't know. And Sigmund Freud, he wasn't. And isn't. But if Hillary's going to run again and all these people are going to run again, then what is the impetus? It's Lucifer. It is this knowledge that Lucifer's plan, that this plan of the New World Order or the Novus Ordo Seclorum, okay, that it's behind schedule. Why is it behind schedule? Well, you know, Al Gore invented the internet, and the next thing you knew, we started getting a lot of people researching and doing a lot of things, and it made it easier. Now it's going to be easier to control us because everybody got used to it, but for a short period of time, we use the communication power and ability, which before that had been in the congressional records and in books and in some radio broadcasts for years, and in newsletters and things like the Spotlight newspaper and all of those things, which were great, but never reached the millions, okay? So what we did is what Zbigniew Brzezinski said in a meeting in Canada, I believe, a couple of years before he died. And incidentally, that's why Mika and Joe Scarborough was the Republican version of Teddy Kennedy, who ran a girl into the old somebody on his staff, kind of died mysteriously, you know? A good-looking secretary died mysteriously. And that's why they are totally against Trump, because her daddy was Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he wanted to use food and all the things against you, okay? And the tectonic age. And you see, that was all this vision of using what the Chinese are already doing and is already being done also in this country, using the social medium and using the computers, the facial recognition, and all of the different things to control you. But you see, for a short period of time, the cat was out of the bag here, and Christian patriots, veterans, Second Amendment people, constitutionalists, people of good heart and faith, fought and against the New World Order and let people know about it and gave the information out. Now that's being silenced again. And we got some people coming up now that the other side, the Luciferian side, in college is totally, and high school and grade school has totally destroyed the mental capacities and the ability to think freely and the ability to think logically, without it being shiny school where you go, ding dong, ding dong, string dong, and then the kids say, ding dong, ding dong, string dong, bongo, bongo, bongo. The kids say, bango, bango, bango. You see? Repetition. Without that, and without any ethical concerns, without a religious base, a moral base, and mostly without parents, because the parents have been too busy trying to make a living. So then they're going to maybe even bring out old Hillary again. All right? Or somebody else will appear. Or get this, maybe that good old CIA who brought forth this whistleblower. See, this country, we're going to allow somebody, they won't tell you his name, and he was heard at second and third hand, never really heard any of the evidence, who then you cannot investigate, find out who he is, but yet we're going to use his information, which is debunked, but we're going to use it anyway then to impeach this president. And to try to destroy him and take him out and then take him out. And then you know what they're going to do to Trump? Even after the fact, they're going to try to press charges in the state of New York in various things. I suggest that the Trump family prepare a hotel somewhere like Fiji where there's no extradition. But prior to that, we're probably going to go, as I said, to a civil war scenario, or we're going to be involved in the bigger war. And at the same time, we got October coming up, which is the time period when markets crash. The stock market crash of 19, whatever, blah. The stock market crash of 1980, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Black Tuesday, Black Friday, all the Black Thursdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, Mondays, Tuesdays, you know? And they can engineer that. They can make it happen. The Federal Reserve can make it happen. The big Illuminati bankers, and most of the New York banks are owned by banks in London. Back in the day, I remember when the old Chuck Harder show, the Chuck Harder had guys on who actually looked in the 10-Ks of all of the New York banks and the big money center banks on the East Coast, looked at who owned what in the stock of those banks, and then they tracked those down and found out who owned them. And it all went back to about 7 banks or 5 banks in London owning and controlling most of that. And that is Rothschild money. Red Shield. Rothschild. Rothschild. Who, by their own admission, verbally and by their activities and by their parties and their public personas, where their wives wear Baphomet or go to Mendes pendants, that they claim descendancy allegedly from Semiramis and Nimrod. And they were the founders, basically, in the use of black magic on this planet. And the Rothschilds basically worship Lucifer in all his different avatars and forms. If you ever want to look something up, look up Rothschild Party, occult party, okay, where the old man Rothschild or one of the Rothschild men is wearing the Cthulhu, you know, mask. He's got the head of a stag or a deer on his head. And then his wife has a goat of Mendes, which is the, you know, Luciferian pendant on her chest, all right? And then they have all kind of crazy other guests with costumes and devils and demons and all this stuff. That was done in the 70s, I believe. But those pictures still on the web somewhere. So what I'm telling you is, Zbigniew Brzezinski said that they were running behind schedule. Running behind schedule. They tried to implement Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan to the Grand Chessboard. He wrote a book called The Grand Chessboard, and at the back of it, oh, you know, I think everybody knows this stuff, but I guess not everybody does. But at the back of it, he talks about how it would be opportune for the United States to become the hegemon in Asia. And he says, wouldn't it be interesting, you see, if there would be another attack, perhaps by Afghani actors that would blow up certain skyscrapers in New York. And he talked about that. Let's see what the Grand Chessboard was written approximately 1997. Well, then we also have the PNAC documents, okay? Project for a New American Century. And if the PNAC documents are still up on the web, which they may have been expunged, you see. A lot of stuff disappearing down the memory hole. That the New World Order, which is Lucifer's plan to basically lower down all the standards of living in the world and jam them into this one polyglot United Nations kind of a thing, with the rich people at the top of the heap and then everybody else under strict, regimented, tight controls, you see. So that they can go one world currency, one world order, one government, one police force, one military, all under control of Lucifer. That was the progression. They're behind schedule. And the devil, Lucifer, he is trying to catch back up, and he is pushing these people. These people who drink adrenochrome after they have sex magic with children and stuff and then kill them and then drink their blood. Allegedly, like people like Hillary, allegedly, and her wife, who was her secretary, the one that married the congressman from Brooklyn, remember? Carlos Danger, Huma Abedin, remember her? And allegedly, on the dark web, there was allegedly photographs of them getting up of a pool table in a basement of a pizza restaurant. Of course, all that's been debunked, just like Joe Biden never said on tape that he threatened the head of Ukraine that he wasn't going to get his $1 billion unless they fired the prosecutor, which was going after Burisma, which is his son's company, where he was getting paid $50,000 a month. Or let alone when Biden takes his kid on Air Force Two, goes over and meets with the Red Chinese. And then all of a sudden, $1.5 billion or $1.2 billion comes from the Red Chinese to a brand new hedge fund company run by Hunter Biden, you see. But then you got allegedly involved in a lot of this stuff John Kerry's stepson, allegedly, too. They are on a trip to create the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, Lucy's final game plan for planet Earth. And you see, then, in the course of achieving that, they want to depopulate this planet to make it much easier to manage. But what they want to do is to grind you and jack you up and get you in the trick bag, take your money, get you and make you a criminal because you have decided to say any free word against their evil. Oh, man. If you do that, what they want to do is to cut your head off with a guillotine or hang you or work you to death. And all of this stuff, you see, to do what? Because they want to attempt to steal your soul. Okay? Now, in Luke 21, when Jesus is telling you, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, this is verse 16, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you they cause to be put to death. Let me read that again. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, that's verse 18. How is that? Because he always just told you that they shall cause, some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And then ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how is that? Verse 19, Jesus tells you, the red letters, in your patience possess ye your souls. If you do not have the relationship with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you do not have possession of your soul. You do not have the protection. If you have not repented of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior, then you do not have the protection of the Lord. That's the best deal in town, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. It's a war! There are casualties. People die. People get hurt. And Jesus has just told you in Luke 21, who's going to betray you? And that some of them are going to cause you to be put to death. But that not a hair of your head will perish, because in your patience possess ye your souls. Get right with Lord Jesus. Have him to become your Savior, your Messiah. Because what the devil wants to do is to catch you in your lukewarmness. and in your attempt to dance through the rain, you see, without a raindrop touching you. And the devil wants to then grab you and take your soul and rip it out of you and use your power for his aggrandizement and to propel him with sufficient power on this planet to come down and overlay the Antichrist, the peacemaker, who's going to be the peacemaker of the Gog-Magog War, the upcoming war that is getting ready to happen, which is not Armageddon, but is the Gog-Magog War, which then there will be a peacemaker, and probably signs in the sun, moon, and stars, you see, and also the alien factor coming to roost, fallen angels, the six-fingered Samuels, those with the six fingers, the giants, the alien pond scum, which are pond scum of Lucifer and his fallen angels who have done genetic creations on other planets. And then they're going to wade into you, you see. And there's going to be things like the domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law. Shortly before the November 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. Domestic counterinsurgency are those military, paramilitary, political, economic, psychological, and civic actions taken by a government to defeat domestic insurgency. It is an offensive approach involving all elements of national power. It can take place across the range of operations and spectrum of conflict. It includes strategic and operational planning, intelligence development and analysis, training, material, technical advice, infrastructure development, tactical level operations, and many elements of PSYOP. Generally, the preferred methods of support are those through assistance to local loyalists. That's the Tories. And the segregation and relocation to camps of identified dissidents and disloyal elements to areas where they can be retrained and reeducated. Oh, isn't that what the Red Chinese are doing to the Uyghurs? Isn't that what Hitler was doing with the Jews, the Slavs, the Gypsies? Leaders must consider, does this sound like that this the U.S. Army, under what George Bush's directives were signed, that the U.S. Army is preparing for this martial law, you see? Does that not sound like what Lucifer is going to try to do is to take your souls? Oh, areas where they can be retrained and reeducated. Leaders must consider the roles of military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement. Any law enforcement goes along with any of this crap. Why don't you just stop right now, cry no joy, and become a peace officer? A peace officer. And stick with the people. Stick with the people in your community who 80 out of 100 are always trying to do the right thing. And then there's 10 that's downright mean and sneak, snake evil and all of that, and about 10 who are totally crazy or on the cocaine, the meth, the drugs, and the heroin, and the fentanyl, and all of that. So then they say, roles of military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement, information, finance, and economic elements. Now, they have one of those anachronisms the Army likes. You know what this is called? Midlife. Military, intelligence, diplomatic. Mid. Law enforcement, you see. Information, finance, and economic elements. Midlife, in parentheses. In domestic counterinsurgency. And they're talking about doing cordon and search. For all of you out there who say, well, they can't take 150 million guns right away from us, blah, blah, blah. But what they can do is go to one neighborhood, right? They can go to one neighborhood, put tanks all around it, deploy troops around the total perimeter. They can take a megaphone. They can say, all right. They can put helicopters up above, right? And they can march towards the center, and if necessary, they can kill everybody in the box, right? Well, there some of them will get killed. Yeah, they don't care. Lucy's don't care about the troops or the police. This document, if you can find it, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And last night I gave you what? You want to research this stuff? You want to really understand it or show it to your children? Get State Department Publication 7277. Disarmament Series 5, released September 1961. Department of State Publication 7277, 1961, September. And it's called the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament of Peaceful World. Nominally titled Freedom from War. Then you put all that together, you see. And you understand where we're heading. Trump has done everything he possibly can. The only way that you might be able to get out of this is if there is an election. And there may not be one in 2020. But if there is, that the only possible way is to vote Trump in by a landslide and to bring in anybody who is a Republican that might be able to sort of go along. You know, when Trump was first elected, if they'd have built the wall, put the money in there and passed it, if Mitch McConnell would have just done the constitutionally authorized 51% of the Senate vote and passed 200 laws, this country, we'd have a 10% growth rate. The Chinese would be trailing behind. We'd have the most powerful military in the world. We would have so many jobs available. And if they would have done the tax thing the way they originally wanted to do it, and originally the way that Brady wrote it up from Texas, was that in order to get the right to repopulate their money, that they needed to build a plant here and to employ Americans. They just changed that sort of where they would give a bonus. Then we progressed. January 2010, did we not? This old hawk wrote this up. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates structure of military governors for martial law. Which Bush just did. I just read you the thing from 2008. And here's what I said. One must read this one closely. But when it dawns on you that the 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the president in a system of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from, you might experience a chill up your spine. Note that then all states, in essence, have been taken over, at least on paper, by the president and will be administered militarily. Read carefully of this document, Section 2, Functions of this executive order, and you will clearly see how inclusive these functions can be, especially I2Me, which has the language sufficiently broad and loose that a tank battalion could be driven through it. Americans had better understand that this executive order, along with all of those previously signed and with Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others, will be used to destroy the Constitution and Bill of Rights to render each American effectively into nothing more than a member of a work gang subject to the control of the regional military governor who is under the Secretary of Defense, who is under the President. Posse comitatus then is dead. Habeas corpus is dead. Bill of Rights is dead. And only the whims and seductive decisions of the regional military governor as directed by the President via the Secretary of Defense and executed by NORTHCOM, North American Command troopers, who now include U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and other foreign troops, including Spetsnaz, as well as mercenaries and states, National Guards, militias, and police agencies, will be the iron fist rule of the land. Is this what the founding fathers would be proud of, or would they say they have come full circle and that now we the people should invoke the Declaration of Independence once again and be ready on Lexington Green and pre-positioned at Concord Bridge? I think I know what Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, and old Swamp Fox would say. And then I attached at that time, and Brother Steve Quayle published it. It was the White House Office of Press Secretary Executive Order, January 11th, 2010. You got to read that. And then I also wrote an old Hawk Talon back on August 18th, 2009. Bank holiday possible from August 26th through October 2009 will be no picnic but Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. We avoided that. But here were, you know, there were some letters that Brother Quayle received from top executives in certain banks, which I won't name, but he knew they were, and I did too. Last week, two letters in draft format, allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states, were made available to the Q files. That's Steve Quayle, not this QAnon junk. By an alleged executive-level employee of that bank. Their contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestions, were to be returned no later than 8/21/09, and they contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve and that an executive order, though the number was not stated, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go then to all bank account holders and employees sometime after that, 8/21/09, though no exact date was listed. The content of these two letters was, listen to this, all account access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs could total more than $500 per one or combination of accounts every 7 business days until these limitations were lifted by authorities. So the most you could deduct out of all of that or borrow or use in your checking, you can have $1 million in your checking account, savings, all the stuff. You could have a line of credit for $10 million, but the most you could get out of all combination of the accounts, it was $500 per week, about $2,000 a month. Well, people got mortgages longer than that. People got mortgages, car payments, all the other things. Didn't make any difference. All lockboxes, listen, this is out of the letter. All lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. These tap restrictions have been seen before during bank holidays of the 30s, where the contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated, and also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s and also in the 90s and 80s. So when the implications for the American people are ominous once again, when one looks at a potential limit of withdrawals of only 2,000 per 28 business days, and calculates that many household budgets are much greater than that, especially if the mortgage payment is included, it is no wonder that NORTHCOM troops, foreign troops, and mercenaries are being quartered already inside the U.S. and are practicing for martial law to quell massive civil uprisings. Now, President Trump has thrown a monkey wrench in some of these plans, but he could be forced in through massive strikes. Oh, we've got the Chicago teachers are going to strike now, apparently, and it's going to be authorized. You got General Motors out. That's already creating in Michigan and other areas where they have GM plants. It's already creating recessions, okay? And I understand the right to strike and all of that, but it is not actually the time that it should be doing it. But then again, we've had a scenario where if they would have let all of these things roll, that Mr. Trump, all the things he took off, the change in the tax laws, if they would have let this economy roll and then created the border fence and all of that, to reduce the expenditures involved with illegal aliens. Don't go into their loose berry knife down a fight. You can help old Hawk. Please help old Hawk. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And against these loose berry. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. But look at it again. I think you got orders. Informing. God, yeah, Mickey. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare tonight. If you don't have a firearm, buy one. Vote with that. And then also vote by telling your representatives, do not impeach and do not destroy the Second Amendment. And Lord Jesus, protect you against all evil. Good night.